Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to see you all. And sorry that I'm not there in live, in real person, but I am here now in real person. My name is Allie Middleton, and I am so grateful to have been invited to assist in holding this opening space. And I send all good wishes forward and backward in time as we listen in together and breathe, settling into a bit of a body-centered practice so that after you've listened and moved a little bit perhaps, that we can continue to learn and focus and expand into this amazing time that we've all decided to be born into. And no matter where you are, or how you see or move right now, the invitation for this part of the opening ceremony is simply to welcome all of the guides, all of the ancient wisdom traditions, the languages, the cultures, the rituals, the ceremonies, our brother plants and sisters, plants and blessed trees, the way the wind lifts the ancient songs from the trees, and the way the cells in our bodies begin to come alive again with this quality of connection. Call it divinity, call it just simply consciousness, call it simply something that's a little bit more than what we ever imagined possible. And so, although many of the wisdom traditions and the ancient practices, the music, the dances, the prayers, the journeys, the ancient medicine from the earth, from the stars, and from our own body-mind systems, the invitation here is truly, truly to find a place to rest so that whatever is no longer serving might actually have a moment to be released. And in all of the traditions, body, mind, and spirit, as well as these amazing collective environments that we're living into, as personal bodies, right? As this one body that you are, sitting there, standing there, lying down there, dancing, moving, playing, praying there, that we actually have a chance again and again to remember that we are all here now in this spot, your spot, in your body, resting, breathing, listening. Right here now, we share the big body earth that holds us here. And so this coming down to earth, wonderful summit that begins today and has been already in the process of becoming and beginning for many, many lifetimes, let's just name it. That perhaps now, together, we might agree that we care deeply to come down to earth together. So that as my Quaker ancestors, who were excommunicated during the Civil War here in the United States, and the swords were brandished on my parents' and grandparents' altars, their fireplaces, at the hearth of the house. I just want to acknowledge the complexity that although the sword was kept in our family systems, my three brothers just love fighting over who gets the sword, that antique remembrance, that nonetheless, we still speak in the Quaker language, the friends language. And so I'd like to address all of you as individual these. And so the question is never that we don't belong together, but in our hearts, we already belong together. And so I sit here on the border of New York and Massachusetts today, just a few days before the opening. I look out on a beautiful body of water, having crossed the Hudson River, where I live near most of the time. And I'd like us to remember that as we come down to earth and learn as friends, as relations, with all the complexity of our ancestral lineages, the ones that we care for and the ones that we might be ashamed of, those that have been at war, those that continue to find ways to make peace time, that all of us have these capacities within us to acknowledge this deeper, perhaps divine connection with this incredible generative field of love. The music that sings in our cellular structures, just like the way the light reaches into the plants, the animals, the waters, the rivers, the mountains, the many byways, highways, pathways that we all have traveled and will continue to travel. That in these moments of connection, that our birthrights, this time of being alive, of coming alive again, of coming down to earth, perhaps finally recognizing that we are not alone. And so just taking a moment to feel the weight of your body. If it feels comfortable, shifting your posture in any way so that you can find a dignified and upright spine. Sensing in to this embrace of gravity that holds us here to our great mother. And then imagine with your mind's eye as you stay centered and real in the breathing, lifting up through the crown of the head. And welcoming the connection with all that is above. Sending your awareness up beyond and in to the stars, to the heavens, to the planets. To those celestial beings who are listening so dearly with their hearts wide open, to enable a softer, perhaps more subtle swing of life, a dance of life, as we land together here as upright beings, living together, playing, dancing, singing, walking, standing, lying down, sitting together in our home, finding ground, sensing into the space around you, and feeling perhaps this boundarylessness quality generating a linkage of expression, of desire of the heart, connecting in with the cosmos and the earth, right here now in your body. Kind of checking in now and just noticing what's beginning to shift, if anything, adjusting your posture if you need to make a shift. And allow yourself just to be where you are. Imagine this journey that you've been on your whole life, our whole lives. And as we land with our intention in our opening circle, just begin to look around and notice if you can keep some part of your awareness inside your body, so that as you observe and take in the bounty through the senses, the seeing, the feeling, the touching, the tasting, the smelling, that there's this quality of reciprocity, of relationship. And as your awareness perhaps begins to soften the boundary between what is me and what is thee, maybe through these threads of our shared awareness, these golden, golden threads of time and space, that we can inhabit together a holding space, a grounding space, so that as these bolts of the future come at us, these very intense qualities of the new, that we can inhabit these new forms that we're being invited to grow into, and to remember that we've already had it all within us the whole time. And that we can no longer imagine that we didn't belong. Yet to remember that we all belong to ourselves, to each other, and as we listen in to the universe, the music of the spheres, the dance of being alive in this moment, in this breath, in this particular way. That you carry your special gifts forward to inspire and illuminate those who you touch and who you listen to in your groups, in your reflections, in your communities and families. And so as we just sit together, letting yourself rest in this thread of shared intentionality, this shared beginning space, sending this love toward your own heart. And then imagine that as you've come down to earth, that you are the star, resting right there behind your heart. And that let yourself fan out with your awareness, with some movement. Start to shake an arm out, a leg out, a neck and head movement. Perhaps bringing a hand onto your heart and a hand onto your belly. And even as all of these old ways are dying away, and that we welcome the honoring of these ending times, that we welcome the embodied presence together now here, of leaning in to these emerging new times. With peaceful hearts, oceans of understanding, a playful spirit, perhaps, and a willingness to act for the best possible future for all of us. Now allow yourself just to imagine the most beautiful place in your heart, in your soul, in your spirits. Discover that or create that. And knowing that this boundlessness of our own shared creativity, our own shared capacity, is infinite. And that as we land together here, in this beautiful summit, acknowledging our hosts, our speakers, our co-conspirators, and helping to co-evolve. Just imagine the qualities of your intention, their shapes, their colors, their sounds, their tastes. And let all the cells of your body hug and grasp and dance with that. Knowing that suffering exists, definitely, and that it's our choice. It's our choice how we choose to be together. And so inviting the divine inspiration, the design of the divine inspiration, to begin to shape and move through you. As this summit helps to craft and map and dance and sing, perhaps a new song for the benefit of our shared future. And all those who are yet to come. And also knowing that as we liberate ourselves from the old constraints and forms that do not serve, that all the ancestors, all of them, line up behind us all. In their earthly forms, their astral and ethereal forms. And they begin to share space with us. Finally feeling welcome again to teach us. And that our work is to listen. And to love. And to begin again. And again. So wrapping yourselves in your awareness of your intention, the gifts that you bring, honoring all of the challenges that you have faced, do face, and will face, and greet them as teachers. With each and every breath, we remain honored servants to this life that we have been given. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great time. I'll be checking in here and there. I am on retreat beginning on this Monday that you see me. So I'll be holding you in my heart. Many blessings, and thank you so much.